I'm counting 13, so let's get started.
Okay. And Irene?
Here.
Karen Briggs?
Here.
Vanessa?
Here.
Sarah?
Here.
Berna?
She's not here yet.
Okay. Wayne?
Nope.
Sorry. Wayne? Not here yet?
Nope.
Michael Byfield? Bill Curtis?
He said that he was running late. He's having car issues, but he's not here.
Violetta? I don't see her. Sue Goodwin? Robert Gordon?
Present.
Donna? I don't see her. Kamal?
He's here.
Okay. Arthur Highland?
I am here.
Andre Craig? Andrew Craig, rather. Anybody? He's not here. Ambrose Lane? Not here. Patrick Morrison?
I'm here.
Tony Leon? Tony?
Present.
Mariah? I don't see her. Mariah? Ron Pinchback? He was here.
Yeah, he was here.
He's here. Minerva?
Present.
Adele? Is she here, Adele?
Nope.
Okay, and Dennis?
I am here, and now so is Sue Goodwin.
Okay.
Hi there.
All right, has Verna come in?
Nope.
Wayne?
He's out of town, I believe.
Okay.
He mentioned that. He was out of town. He was okay.
Okay. Michael Byfield? Bill Curtis, and you said he's running late.
Yep.
Violetta? Mariah? Okay. And Adele? Okay, I think Mariah, no, that's Marcia. Okay.
Okay.
So if they come in, you'll let me know, or yeah. I'll probably see it, but you might need to let me know also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So, welcome.
I'm so sorry. What, yep. Did, was the returning member's name called during roll?
Oh, yeah.
Wanda, I didn't call. I did, Andrew, but Wanda, I didn't because I thought during the meeting,
okay.
meeting, Dennis would introduce okay. that she has now become.
Good point. Now. I will do that right now. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So thanks everyone. To complete the roll call, I want to reintroduce, newest member of the board, former member of the board, filling a vacancy. Please welcome back Wanda Nyawi.
Thank you very much. Glad to be back.
Wonderful. Okay. So I think we definitely have quorum. We have 13 or 14 folks here. So let us proceed first with the approval of the agenda as was sent out. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Minerva and Irene.
Okay. Dennis, with the agenda, you'd have the PNB report after the community comment. I'm going to ask that it be moved up behind the directors because there's information that needs to be shared that the community should hear. And after community comment, individuals may leave. So I want to be sure that they get the information of things that have taken place at the PNB. And then the second part is, can you please identify what bio wellness is and what the time, why the time was allocated for that?
That is a stretch and bathroom break. Just, Violette is here, Ellen. Yeah, that's what that is. Just scheduling in a break. Are there any objections to moving up the PNB? I also know that the there were. I definitely want to make sure that we get the mass, the finance, the mass, and the relocation committee reports before community comment for the same reasons.
Dennis.
Yes.
One thing I'd like to add. There will not be a development committee report.
Okay.
If there's no time before community comment, as it's indicated there, if something runs long, we can cut my minutes short.
Okay.
Because there's much to tell. And, I'm going to have to do I have to leave by 8:30. So,
Okay. Okay. Are there any objections to moving up the PNB report to some point before community comment?
No.
Anyone? Okay. With that, are we good with the agenda and any other corrections, objections to the agenda?
I just want to note that I have arrived late. I apologize for my tardiness.
Okay. And Ellen, Donna Grimes is here now also.
And Mariah McLean. I apologize.
And Mariah McLean. Everybody was out doing their Valentine's party.
Okay. And Dennis, this is Minerva real quick. Yes. I had asked if that report be moved up after your director's report. Okay. You said sometime before. So okay. Can we please make that happen?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
After the management reports, correct?
Right. Correct. Thank you.
All right. Okay. We're good with the agenda. Were there any objections to approving the minutes as sent? Okay. Hearing none. Minerva, is that the hand from before?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. No objections to the minutes. The minutes are approved. And then we will begin with the, did I see Jerry come in? Is Jerry Paris here? Okay. Yes.
In lieu of his report, I want to make a comment. On Saturday, when I was in the studio with a programmer, a threat was made on that programmer. And I would like that the status of that. I was hoping that Jerry would be here so that he can provide a status of that incident.
Okay. Well, we will ask him when he arrives. In the meantime, I was contacted by the program director, who is ill, has bronchitis, will not be able to attend the meeting, was not able to prepare a report ahead of time. So, we do not have a program director's it either. So I see that the development director is here, so let's go to that.
Hello, everyone. This is Sataria. Happy Valentine's Day, and thank you for having me this evening. I won't be on very long. I actually have a ceremony with my family we do in honor of my mother who passed on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But just quick, you know, as you all know, or hopefully know, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. Our goal for this drive is $325,000. We're hoping to make that, of course, and always we hope to go past it. Unfortunately, we are currently behind. With the calls that come in and people going through our website, we're at about $128,944. And these are numbers that I have as of about earlier today, about 4 o'clock this evening. Cash App and PayPal, we have about $7,260. That gives us a total of those two of $136,203. And I just put that in the chat as well. I know sometimes hearing numbers and seeing numbers are very different.
Yes, thank you.
At least for me. I also want to, so that puts us about $26,000 behind. We're about halfway through the drive. Halfway through the money would be $162,500. Some of the things we have going on right now, Friday, we're doing Zora. And that's Friday, February 16th. We will have representation there with a table. It is a WPFW event. We may be offering some tickets to you all at a reduced price. We'll know better later this evening and early in the morning, just because we may have some tickets left over that we can provide. We will have tabling and representation at Mid-Atlantic Jazz. Let's see. Oh, and I got thank yous, of course, always. I want to thank Dennis and Minerva, Irene, and anyone, please forgive me if I'm leaving you out for people who came and helped answer the phones during our drive. I always want to put a special thanks to Arthur. I know he and his crew, they worked very hard on the newsletter. That will be going out on Friday as well. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. They've been doing a great job on it, and I think we are getting good response from it. People appreciate getting something on a much more regular basis than I have to admit I was coming up with it myself. So thank you for that. Vinny, our volunteer coordinator, did ask me to remind you if you would like to sign up to volunteer. He is looking for some people this Saturday. So he said, please contact Vinny Jack at volunteers@wpfw.org. And I'm imagining that most of you have it, but I'll put that in the chat as well for anyone who wants to come in and volunteer time answering the phones. He did also asked it. We appreciate the fact that many of you have been very diligent about calling our call center and making sure that they're answering the calls. But we want to remind you of a thing, and that is very simple. If they are answering your call, then that means that person is not talking, may be missing a call from someone who is calling to donate. So if you think you're having a problem or someone tells you they're having an issue getting through, we want to invite you to contact staff or someone in membership. You can contact all of us in membership at by using membership@wpfw.org. I get that. Vinny gets it. Annette gets it. I think some of them, I believe, Katia actually get as well. So, you know, we appreciate that, you know, everyone's trying to be diligent, but we get messages from them who, and they tell us when people are calling for anything that's not making a donation. So we just want to remind you of to be mindful when we are calling to check and make sure the phones are up and running. But, you know, you all, many of you have often caught problems that we didn't know were existing at the time. So we do appreciate that. And, you know, we also say call as much as you want to if you're going to donate every time, but we don't expect that from you. And not every time. So we want to ask you to keep that in mind. That's it. We don't have a lot right now. We are looking at some possible events coming up, but nothing is solid enough to discuss this evening. Did anyone have any questions?
Okay. If there are no questions, Sitaria, we will let you go be with your family.
All right. Let me make sure to put those emails in here before I go.
Okay. And thank you for the report. Thanks for the keep up the good work on the drive. After the drive, we'll all start thinking about some of the other off-air things that we can do to bring in some dough.
Exactly. And thank you.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Is Mr. Paris in the house yet?
Dennis, this is Minerva. While you're waiting on him,
yes,
I've gotten text messages from six or more people saying they're trying to get in, and Tony, Bill, Esther, and it says six or more other people are trying to get in. And when you look, it doesn't show anyone in the waiting room, so I don't know what needs to be done for those individuals.
Neither do I. I mean, if there were only a few of us here, I would think there was something wrong, but we're all clearly in the right place.
Chair?
Yes.
I just wanted to ask, I don't know if perhaps they were confused. You provided an emergency backup link. Did they perhaps click on that other link?
I don't know. That's been there for months. I don't know that anybody's used it.
Okay.
But if you're in touch with anyone, the link, the easiest thing is on, if they got, well, anyone who got the notice from the KPFTX, the no reply, you can click on that. Yes,
and
Tony.
I see. Yeah, yeah.
Tony?
Michael Byfield is the phone number that's showing up as 712. Just
okay.
Wanted to let
he
you
is
know.
Here?
He's
okay.
Yeah, he's trying to unmute.
Okay. Great. Okay, you got that, Ellen? Mr. Byfield is in the house. And if
I got it.
Okay, if Jerry's not here yet, do you want to go now, Minerva, or do you need to wait until after Jerry?
No, I can go ahead and share. The first information that I would like to share with everyone is
congratulations.
Thank you. I was just getting ready to mention that because it's very exciting to be considered and be asked and to take part on such a level. And I thank everyone for not electing me to be local station board chair. So different things are happening with the PNB or the Pacifica National Board. And the members that we have on that board are myself, Irene Adams, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, and Ron Pinchback. We are currently, and I'll email this report out. I'll send it to Ellen so she can send it out to everyone. But the PNB met on the 25th and on February the 1st, and the actions that were taken was to elect officers for the PNB. And our current chair is Susan Young. Our vice chair is myself, Minerva Sanders. Our secretary is Julie Hewitt. She's a non-voting member, and the corresponding secretary is Kim Kaufman. So we, in the first meeting, introduced ourselves and began to speak about our reasons for wanting to be part of the PNB. And the main message that came out of that meeting is for 2024, the PNB will be moving forward, and they'll be doing it fast in a brisk manner to make changes, not just to what the Pacifica PNB is doing, but also they want to work with all of the stations to help us get on track and to make sure we don't all have to be doing the same thing, but also make sure that we are in compliance with the bylaws. That's one of the key things that's taking place. Now, with that being said, that right now there are nomination or ballots out, and that is for there to be one director from each station to serve on what's called the four standing committees. And those committees are coordinating, audit, governance, and the national finance. So those are going to be the key committees and, for the PNB. There are other committees that have been in place for years, and they're looking to begin to call those working groups as opposed to committees. So more information will be coming out about those. Now, at this meeting tonight, and I did not have the knowledge to send this out to you, Dennis, or even to the members of the board, they are looking for two members for the audit committee and also the governance committee. These are individuals who are not directors to serve on those committees. The governance committee will be actively looking at our current bylaws, which haven't been addressed in over 20 years. And the audit committee is they have found a company that will be doing the audit, and they just need LSB board members, and they're asking for two from each of the five stations, and they're asking for individuals from the affiliate too. But these individuals will be working with the audit committee to help Pacifica meet their requirements of making sure their audits are completed. And I think they said they're now dealing with 22, 21, 22, 23. So this is something that we probably will not be able to elect anyone tonight, or if there are individuals who have an interest, then we can take your names. I know it's been said that this PNB goes until 1 or so in the morning, but their goal this year is to try to keep their meetings to at least only 3 hours and not go over. So they're looking for a lot of their work to be done in committee as opposed to during the PNB meeting.
Excuse me.
The next part is,
one person for audit and one person for governance?
No, they want two people for the audit committee, and these are LSB members. Right. And then they need two people for the governance committee.
Okay, so we
and again, yeah, so it's a total of four people that we need. And okay, if we get those tonight, there's no reason to have a ballot. But if we don't, then we know we have to go through that process.
Okay.
And we can get that in at the next meeting. The other part is during the before the beginning of the fund drive, we did have an issue come up where information was placed on WPFW's website, which in essence supported an individual as opposed to being about nonprofit. And that was immediately addressed. So the PNB is going to be taking closer looks at what's appearing on the station's website to make sure that we stay in compliance, because that type of information could cause an issue with the 501c3 as it relates to California or even with the government in terms of what took place. So we just need everyone to be diligent, be aware, and make sure that we are doing the things that we are supposed to do. Let's see. One thing that hasn't appeared on our WPFW website yet, and it should have been up, is that they have put out a request or a job ad for a national elections director. Beginning March the 1st, they will begin putting together the program that will be used for this upcoming year's election. So they are looking for a national elections supervisor. So, and I did check the website on yesterday. I haven't looked today, but this job ad is only going to be out until February the 26th. So, I think Satoria has left us, but, we do need to make sure that is placed on the website for the station.
Okay, Minerva,
let's see if there's, go ahead.
I think the quickest way to address that, I think, would be to email Vinny and Otis McClay.
Okay.
Something up on our website.
Right. Okay. I'll go ahead and send that out to them. And going back to the minutes, or sorry, the meeting recordings for the PNB meetings, they meet the first and third Thursday of the month. Those minutes are on those meeting notes or recordings are posted on the kpftx.org website. So individuals can go and listen to those meetings. It's not just for the LSB, but even the community. The executive sessions are not open to everyone, but like I said, the information that I have, I'll get this to Ellen so she can send it out to all the members of the board. And I'll just leave it open for a minute if I don't think I've gone over the time. Hopefully not. But if there's anyone else who's part or one of the directors, if they have something they want to share, they can go ahead and do so. Okay. And are there any questions from anyone?
I'm sorry, Irene. Go ahead, Myrene. I'm sorry. I didn't know she was speaking.
No, go ahead, Vanessa. You go ahead.
I was just going to say, Minerva, thank you for such a thorough report. Congratulations for being elected as vice chair of the PNB. Hence, you're thanking everyone for not electing you as chair of the LSB. And I think that she gave a very thorough report.
Excuse me, I know you're next, Irene. I just wanted one bit of clarification. What stations do the other officers represent?
They are members of their directors on the board. Those are the only positions.
No. But the
what stations?
Susan Young is the station in Houston.
Okay.
And I don't remember those call letters. I'm going to have to write them down or I'm not going to tattoo them on my body. Okay. She's KPFT and, Julie. And we're so thankful that she agreed to work with us because she is a godsend. And, Kim Kaufman, she is, I don't want to say it wrong. She's one of the stations in California. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Irene?
Vanessa expressed my sentiments. Thank you, Minerva, for a thorough report.
Okay. Ron, did you want to add anything?
No, there was a good report and no issues there.
Okay.
Okay.
Ellen, Bill Curtis and Adele Stan have joined the meeting. And is Jerry here yet? Has anyone heard from him that he was detained? Wait a minute. Is somebody coming in now? Hello. Who just entered? Is Jerry Paris here? Okay, then, Kamal, let's skip on down to the finance report.
Thanks, Dennis.
Ready? Okay.
Yeah, would I be able to share the screen with the?
Yeah. Hold on, give me just a sec. I'm sharing mine. Hold on.
I'm sorry, Dennis. This is Rana. I just spoke to Jerry. He says that he has to pitch. He's on the air pitching, and so he may be in later, but not optimistic.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rana. No, you're good.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Hopefully everybody can see that. This is the Finance Committee report, the WPFW Finance Committee report to the local station board for the meeting date, February 14th, 2024. Members of the committee, myself, treasurer and chair, Julie Hewitt, Lou Wolf, Abu Hakim, Tony Leon, Eileen Rossin, and Kathleen Malloy. Anybody who would like to be added to the list of membership, just let me know. I know there's been some requests made through Dennis as well, so just trying to formulate and pull all the names together.
Okay,
let me get them added to the membership.
Okay, just let me say while people are here, the names that I have collected of people who were interested included, I may be repeating some, Vanessa, Minerva, Verna, and Bill.
Vanessa, Minerva, Bill, and who else?
Verna.
Verna, okay. All right, I will add them to the list. All right, our committee meeting was held on Monday, February 12th via Zoom at 7 p.m. The agenda here on the screen was as follows. We convened our meeting. We heard a financial report from management, General Manager Jerry Paris. We reviewed both the December and January bank transactions. You may not recall, but we did not have that activity available to the committee for December last month. We had an update on the winter fund drive. We had an update on the FY24 budget. We discussed the relocation costs and how they impact the or may impact the station financially. We scheduled or we'd like to schedule a workshop for the LSB. The title of that workshop, How to Read an Income Statement. We have a motion to consider tonight. I think you all have that in your inboxes as well. Written financial reports coming from the management. We took questions and we adjourned. Summary of the financial information that was provided by station management. The ending cash balance in our main and the main operating account was $16,505.86. That was as of January 31st, 2024. The subtractions from the account between December and January totaled $130,598.70. The additions to the bank account in the month of January, $116,212.52. We were not able to receive the second account from United Bank. Management was not able to provide that information to us. The day of the meeting, we typically like to take a pulse check of the balance. We did not have that either. The outstanding accounts payable as of 1/31/24 for the station, $349,919.72. Some of the attachments to this that you should have are the reporting documents and the motion. We concluded and our next meeting will be on Monday, March 11th, 2024, beginning at 7 p.m. Briefly here on the screen, we'll try to go through this as quickly as possible. You'll see the beginning balance of $38,195. This goes back to December now. We're going to keep this in line. So this is the beginning balance in December. The management reported listener support additions of 63,000, just over 63,000. The withdrawals of the expenses that came out of the account during that time, payroll at almost 35,000. There was central services of almost $2,700. Consultants, admin, $3,250. Consultants, engineering, three people at $6,427. There was a phone expense of $6,250. Bank charges, credit card fees, local travel, some office expenses. The tower rent for 2 months, October, November, $12,862. Looks like some maintenance, programming, some more maintenance. There was a development shipping of $67. There was some fund drive expenses from the, what looks like the 5K run, $300, and some website expenses. Total expenses of the month of December, $70,352. Moving to January now, the beginning balance at $30,892. Listener support was $116,212.52. Payroll expenses in the month, $51,593. There was some healthcare costs, almost $25,000. Again, central services. The admin consultants at $1,500. Three people for engineering at $8,252. $4,300 for the phone. We had some financing fees for the credit cards, $2,700. Local travel, $915. Board expenses, meeting and travel, $800. Some office expenses there. November and December, utilities for the tower, $14,000. Some more maintenance. And we had some premiums for development, $6,987. And then there was a telerep cost of $8,900. Again, some website costs as well. Total in the month, $130,000. $598 in expenses, leaving $16,505 as an ending balance in January. I'll stop there. If there's any questions on that, I know it was a lot.
I have a question. I'm sorry, I didn't raise my hand.
Go ahead.
Why is payroll so expensive? Like, what? I don't know too much, but what platform do we use for it? Just curious.
The payroll service I'm not familiar with. It's a payroll service that's employed by Pacifica at large. So it's kind of a aggregate. We aggregate, or Pacifica Finance, the national office, aggregates all the monies from the various stations and payroll goes out. So I'm not sure the name of the service. There's only a handful out there, so it's probably one of the big three. But the service, I don't know. Now, if you're talking about January, typically in January, we got to remember that payroll, the withholdings, unemployment, things like that reset. And what that means is essentially some of the costs of payroll go up and they kind of diminish as you go through the year. As people get paid, the more and more they get paid, the less and less in unemployment you have to pay in. So it's kind of a function of a reset in January, which is why you're seeing that $51,593. But if you need to know the number of staff, I don't have that, and maybe Jerry will join and he could fill in there.
Yeah, that was my next question too, Kamal. Thank you.
Yeah, we did get that last year, but it probably has changed, so we need an update on the actual staffing. Robert.
Yeah, was there, Kamal, an explanation given for the missing account balances, if I read that correctly?
Nothing received yet from management, no.
Okay. That just seems like it would be pretty simple to provide, but I understand. I just wanted to ask the question. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
As we move, anything else? No. All right. As we move forward, the other information provided by management, this is what we typically get from them, what's called our outstanding payables as of the end of the month in January. The Bernstein Companies, which is the landlord at 1990 K Street, we have an outstanding payable to them at $70,000, just over $70,000. Some HVAC costs. A small one here, $295, but another one at $11,320. 14 months of the central service fees are outstanding, totaling $176,960. And the other 12 months, which I believe is the Pacifica Radio Archives cost at $24,492. American University, that's the tower cost for 3 months, December, January, and February at $19,679. There's still some outstanding health insurance, $13,421. The RRC Nielsen data service, which is currently suspended, $6,960. The Castle system, which I was informed is the access to 1990K. They provide the keys really for the programmers and staff and anyone who has to get into the building, $297. The Pepco cost, which is 2 months, January and February, $16,994. A couple of different Verizon costs, a T1 tower and in-house. Together, they're about $2,500, just over $2,500. And then we have BMI, which is $6,861 for a total outstanding payable of $349,919. Those are the full reports that were given to us from management. I'll take any other questions before we go to our Finance Committee motion.
Minerva.
Kamau, when you talk about the money for central services and the archive, let me ask, do we understand how they're computing those amounts? Because seeing what you have here as the funds that WPFW owes, When I'm on other meetings with the PNB and even with the executive director, and people will see it in the report I'm sending, they don't mention WPFW as being behind in doing these type things. There are all of the stations owe central services, but I'm curious as to, excuse me, what's being used to calculate what each station is supposed to be paying. Has anyone shared that with you, or is this something that at with us being on the PNB that we need to start looking into?
It's my understanding that the PNB had passed a motion mid last year updating the actual calculation for the central services to make it unified or universal across the board for all stations. I believe that's about 15%. That is was supposed to go into effect October 1 of this year. Prior to that, I have no idea. Each of the stations had their own little carve outs. I think BAI had a special one. We had a special one in terms of the way in which we handled the chief engineer, so on and so forth. So there was a plethora of ways in which that was calculated before. They tried to standardize it. I do understand that there's a bit of a pushback a little bit on the new calculation. So we'll see what happens and where it lands. But I was informed that as of October 1, all the budgets were sort of calculated as 15% of your budgeted income. 15% of your budgeted income was supposed to be your central services.
Okay, and that was from the 2023 PNB, is that correct? Those who said
yeah,
on the PNB?
Told, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I think that's one of the areas that the new group that we want to go in and look and make sure everything is being done, you know, such that everyone can begin to live with what they're being asked to provide to central services. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to raise my hand.
Right.
I can't. I was trying to raise my hand, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right. Kamau, you mentioned another bank account. Maybe I'm incorrect, but I thought that that Pacifica only wanted them to use one particular bank for bank transactions. Was I not correct with that?
So the motion that came down from the PNB was to have all stations move their operating accounts the specific one that was used primarily to pay bills and, you know, do their business transactions out of. That was supposed to be moved from wherever they were currently to Bank of America. That was something that we were asked to do. I did not hear all bank accounts, okay, but definitely the primary operating account.
Okay. And just clarification. Thank you.
Tony.
Yeah, Kamau. Do you know if WPFW ever received credits throughout the past, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 years now for paying for Mo Thomas's service, services throughout the Pacifica that he's doing for Pacifica?
Yeah, so my understanding, there was supposed to be an agreement where central service fees for the station, this is what I'm saying, the central services money is different across the board, or was different across the board. Apparently that was supposed to be reduced by a certain amount for Mo being available throughout the network. We've never been able to glean any details on that information, so I do not know if that happened or not.
Okay, because that should be a significant amount by now, and we should definitely be getting credit for making those payments to him. So maybe Minerva, you know, while you're asking about the other thing, you can possibly bring that up and see if there are any answers for that.
Yeah, as far as I know, we don't have the information on exactly what that formula is, what credit we should be getting, and we don't have the information on whether or not we've been getting it. Right, Kamau?
That's correct. That is exactly right. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Well, the credit that we were supposed to be getting was the total amount that he was being paid.
I don't think it was a formula. I don't think it was the total.
That wasn't my understanding.
Okay.
Oh, that wasn't my understanding, but you know, hopefully that can get cleared up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Minerva. And then, let's get to the motion.
Okay. And what I was going to say here is that's another reason that we're looking for people to be on this audit committee, because you'll have the opportunity to look at the numbers for each one of the stations and to see if this is part of what WPFW is being credited for through the PMB, however that's done. So again, two people we need, because there are, and the questions that you have, please list them, because we'll know what to take forward. I think they do want to try to clear all this up. Thank you, Dennis, for the time.
Okay. All right, Kamau, let's get to the motion.
Very quickly, we had a motion passed in committee. We'd like the LSB to consider here tonight. It's a motion to require a written financial report from station management. Whereas Article 7, Section 3A of the Pacifica bylaws reads, quote, to review and approve the station's budget and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income and expenditures. Whereas station management to date has prepared and organized some of the financial activities of the station by general ledger account for monthly review by the finance committee. Whereas station management during the presentation of the monthly financial activities has provided limited to no responses to the questions of the committee. Whereas station management has failed to coherently and concisely report to the committee why the presented activities have occurred, and thus preventing the committee from performing their Article 7, Section 3A duty. Therefore, beginning with the review of the February 2024 financial activities scheduled to take place on March 11, 2024 and going forward, station management will submit a written report to the committee in conjunction with a complete accounting of all the financial activities occurring in all bank accounts, online payment systems, P2P payment apps, and all other methods of collecting and recording financial activities in the suggested format outlined below. Formatted as such, Section A, an overall summary of activities during the month. B, detailed explanation of revenues received during, including sources, activities performed to earn and actual to budget comparison, detailed explanation of each income statement expense categories, personnel costs, board costs, administration expenses, programming, development, community and special events and central services, and actual to budget comparison, detailed explanation of all contracts entered into that materially changed the financial activities of the station. And lastly, Section E, a detailed explanation of the plan to improve the financial position of the station if overall performance is in the red, or a detailed explanation of the plan to maintain any positive overall performance. This is our motion we'd like to present here tonight.
Okay. Vanessa, you have a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
So I just wanted to ask you, Kamau, when you say station management, who does that refer to? And all of the information that's listed in the motion sounds eerily familiar, like information that's failed to have been provided in the last, I don't know, year, 2 years, 3 years, over a period of time. And does this reflect a reiteration of requesting information that station management, whomever that is, had already committed to provide but did not? Hopefully that made sense.
Somewhat, yes. The station management is anybody that has a significant responsibility either over programming, development, and the overall station management. This motion is really for the entire group that manages the finances, which we believe each and every person there has a piece or a small piece of it, of the puzzle, and that would be aggregated into a single report to be submitted to the finance committee. So the expectation is that this be a shared responsibility across the entire management team, wouldn't rest on the shoulders of one single individual.
So who would be responsible for submitting that report?
The committee always receives a presentation from the general manager. So the presentation, responsibility for presentation, would be whoever comes to the finance committee. Our experience at the committee has always been that the general manager has been made that presentation.
Okay. So I guess maybe I'm just being subtle. So you're saying this is not the bottom line responsibility of the general manager? It's a group of people. The buck's got to stop somewhere. So I assumed it was the general manager, but I don't want to be unfair.
No. You're correct. The buck does stop with the general manager, and the expectation is the general manager would formulate or organize his team as such to put it together. I'm kind of responding in a way to the question that came up in committee when we were discussing this motion, because there was this idea coming out of this motion that we put together that one person would be kind of there scrambling, trying to put this format together. That's not the expectation of the committee. The committee believes that it'd be a shared responsibility across management, and the presentation of such would be the responsibility of the GM to bring to the committee.
Okay. Sarah's next.
Was a motion made, and if there was, I second it. So now we can start to make a discussion.
Well, we have been discussing it, and it does not need a second as coming from committee. So if you have a discussion point, now is the time.
Negative. I just wanted to second it.
Okay, thanks. Minerva.
Kamau, the information that you're receiving currently, that's coming from the station, or is that coming from the person at the PMB? Is it Markeisha or someone like that who is, whatever information the station is putting together goes to her? Is that the type of information you're looking for?
No. I'm not sure of Markeisha's direct responsibility for anything that WPFW does. The expectation here is that we know locally station management does locally what they're doing, and that they would easily be, not easily, excuse my language there, but they would be able to put this information together for us in a written report as opposed to what we receive now, which is basically a list of transactions on a bank account. It does not inform us with any kind of specificity in and around the month the money's raised, in and around why some of the expenses occurred. In committee, I'll just share this. We asked about the $1,700 or so spent on travel. You know, what's the point of that? What was the cost there? Why did that occur? So these are the things that we want a little bit more detail on so we can understand what we're spending, how we're spending, and so we can properly identify, are we within budget? Are we exceeding budget? Are we positive? Are we negative? This is really what the motion is about.
Okay, and this would be almost the station having some type of bookkeeping program. Is that correct? To be able to give you what you're looking for?
Yeah, I would recommend that if you're, this motion would definitely, because it's done on a monthly basis, be a lot easier to come to if we had a financial program to assist. Absolutely. I'm not saying
okay,
it's required, but it would definitely make it easier. So.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone? Oh, Addie.
Yeah, so yeah, I just wanted to say that I think it's really a good idea to pass this motion, and to have it on the, and to have it together as a motion, just because if we're seeking a new general manager, just having, hey, just hand this to the new person. I mean, it's all there, right? And it's articulated. So I think it's a really good motion. That's my two cents.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is there any objection to approving this motion from the Finance Committee? I hear no objections, so we will record this motion as passed. Thank you, Kamau.
Thank you, Dennis.
Let us move now to the Management Assessment and Selection Committee. Mr. Morrison.
Thanks, Dennis. Before I go, there was a hand up. I don't know if that's still okay.
No, that was Vanessa, was that from before? I guess so. Okay. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. It took me all that time to unmute. You did you call my name purposely? You said Vanessa?
Your hand was still up, and I was assuming.
Oh, no. Oh, it was that from before. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Legacy.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Okay, Pat.
Okay. I'll give a brief, try to keep in our allotted time of 10 minutes just to go over what this committee, the MASS committee, has been up to. We've had four meetings, or three meetings to date. Our next meeting is this Friday. The bulk of the meeting right now, we've kind of gone over, what do we have to, get done immediately? And then what are we going to be doing, through the interview process and other processes? So we're really focusing on two things right now that we have put together. One is the, vacancy announcement and one is the, job description. So by this Friday, we're hoping to have both of those to be, finalized in a final draft form to send to you, Mr. Chair, to take a look at both of those. How you feel that we should disseminate that to the full board will be up to you, but we'll have done that charge. We have spent a lot of time. We're taking some time to make sure that we get this right. The other thing that we really discussed was the community involvement in the selection process. We really feel that the community has to be involved, and that community, not only the internal community of everybody within the WPFW family that is working, but the community out in the in the community itself. You know, making sure that they're involved, And we're even thinking about, you know, making sure that we do get some feedback from some of our other donors that came in too. We really feel that that should be a feedback loop. So with that, what we have done is that we've broken this down into a couple of tasks, and I'm going to turn it over to the co-chair, Robert Gordon, to just go over what we consider to be a pretty big, you know, sort of part of what we're attempting to do. And Robert's just going to go over real briefly, what that survey means.
Okay. I'm the vice chair, not the coach.
Vice chair. Okay.
Okay. Number one. And number two, our meeting is on Monday, Pat. I think there's a meeting again on Friday, but we're meeting as a full committee on Monday. I'm just going to read my report. We formed a subcommittee consisting of myself, Tony Leon, and Ambrose Lane to deal with the community outreach issues with, you know, under the acknowledgement that that is just absolutely vital to the selection process. So I'm going to read the report that we prepared for the MAS committee to this body. The Community Outreach Subcommittee, Tony Leon, Ambrose Lane Jr., and Robert Gordon met on February 4th, 2024 at 7 p.m. We first agreed upon the subcommittee's mission, A, to decide upon and recommend to the MASC the best methods and tools to obtain input from the community, including donors, listeners, volunteers, programmers, and staff, that will assist the MASC in choosing a high-quality pool of general manager candidates, B, how to implement those methods and tools, and C, to recommend the best ways and means for the MASC to use the information gained. We then reviewed relevant portions of the 2015 confidential report to the WPFW LSB, focusing upon the outreach to stakeholders section at page 7, the survey questions, page 28, and some of the written survey responses included in the report. After discussion, we agreed and recommend as follows, and this recommend was to the MASC. The prior survey questions are generally acceptable but might be improved. We intend to review the questions in a thoughtful manner and suggest modifications, if any. We intend to finalize survey questions by our next subcommittee meeting, now scheduled for Friday, February 16th. We will then recommend adoption by the MASC with the goal of having the survey ready for public dissemination by the end of February. B, we recommend that the WPFW LSB include the survey questions at the next community town hall meeting where comments can be received and recorded. C, we recommend that WPFW should use the survey questions as the basis for one or more community comment programs where community feedback can be received and recorded. D, we recommend that WPFW should distribute the survey questions to the community by all reasonable methods, including but not limited to email, website posting, and an electronic survey with reasonable deadline for responses. E, the subcommittee will continue to meet to guide and monitor the survey process. And F, the subcommittee recommends that the survey responses should be used to enhance and guide the candidate interview process. Its business concluded. The subcommittee meeting was adjourned. And again, we're going to be meeting the day after tomorrow in the evening, Friday evening, to go over the survey questions, you know, one last time before we present them to the MASC. I prepared a revised set that relies on the originals, but also adds a couple of new ones that I've sent to my brothers, Tony and Ambrose, and for our discussion on Friday. And I encourage them to take a look at them and respond. And if they have any proposals, to send those back so we can put them in the mix. But I'm confident we'll have survey questions to the full committee, by no later than Monday. And that's my supplement to Patrick's report.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. A couple of business items that we have to do, Dennis, tonight. One is that we have two alternates that sit on the committee. And those alternates are not voting members of that committee, but they are on the committee. And the discussion came up, and I'll get clarification because I, as the chair, I did allow them to participate in the discussion because I felt that that was not just sitting there and listening, but that was important to do. And I really still feel that way. But this committee has they can speak up on their own there too. But what was brought up to me was that the alternates prior to being placed on there, they would not have any speaking role, and that came from I think the LSB meeting that we had, that's those alternates would not have a speaking. I don't know if that was to the chair. I'm just bringing that to the chair now. Okay. So, if that's not the case, and I don't want to step on anybody here, but if that's not the case, if anybody on the committee would like to speak on behalf of that, because I think that's extremely important that, you know, this is a committee that we're trying to get together, all of us trying to get together and some, you know, some of the people, bringing that information, I think is important, but they really felt that there could be an unfairness. And in all fairness, I was not the final arbitrator on that. So I wanted to bring it to this, to the LSB on that there okay. too. So.
And let me say, we made no decision about speaking roles for alternates when we had that LSB meeting. But let me, I've got Vanessa, Irene, and Robert, Adele, and Tony. Let's keep this brief. Come on. Vanessa, you're up.
Okay. So whether a decision was made at the LSB meeting or not, I believe there was a rather involved and extensive discussion at the first MASC meeting. And as I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there was agreement between the two persons, yourself and Minerva, who were most involved in determining who had satisfied the criteria of responding to both of you. To be on MASC. There was a very involved conversation about that, and that both of you, Minerva and you, were on the same page that the alternates would have a speaking role. The only limitation they would have would be in terms of not voting, which seems very appropriate to me. We want them to be as involved as possible, understanding they can't vote, but if they need to replace someone who needs to leave, they need to already be as integral as possible a part of that committee so that they can just pick up and move forward. I honestly don't understand the point of trying to mute them. I really don't get what purpose is served by that. I think their voices are important, their knowledge and experience, and would add value to anything that we do. So I thought the decision was already made until it was raised again, and then it resulted in a treasured member of the committee leaving in order to try to bring peace to the situation. And that was an unfortunate situation in itself. That was very unfortunate. So if it needs to be resolved here, I strongly support that the alternates be allowed to participate up to the point of voting. We understood that that was always the case, and that's the way it should be.
Okay.
I just want to perhaps correct Pat. It's now only one alternate. One alternate was moved to the committee on the resignation of one of the members. But what I want to say is the LSB voted on 11 members, the number 11. And there was a point raised via email on this issue. And as far as I know, it went unanswered, and it should have been decided at the last meeting, because that issue was raised before the last meeting. If you think of it as an alternate on a jury, alternates on jury don't participate in deliberations. They don't. They sit and listen. And they take notes and they absorb the things that are going on so that they can pick up. These meetings can run a long time if everyone has the right to speak and deliver speeches on every subject that is raised in these issues. And that's why it's very important to have control of the meetings and have a controlled number of the people on the meetings, because we just have a bunch of long-winded folks, and they repeat, they're repetitious, they're talking, and no meeting should go over 2 hours for 11 members. I'm just saying. I don't mind if someone's putting the work in, but it's just speeches. I don't really want to spend my time listening to people talk. I need work done. We need work done.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put a pin in this, because we have a lot of people lined up and I've got the names written down, but I want to make sure that we get to at least the meat of the relocation committee before community comment, because that's going to be more important for people to hear and respond to than, the conversation about the composition and participation of the mass. It is important. We'll get back to that, but I'm thinking in terms of the, for the sake of the public. Kamau, if you can start up, but we've got 15 minutes to get the get some basic information out to the folks about what's going on with relocation.
Absolutely. The relocation committee consists of myself as chair, Adele Stan, Verna Avery Brown, Ronald Pinchback, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Wayne Bruce, Sarah Brown, Dennis Williams, Jerry Paris, and Mo Thomas. We have met on the 7th of February, the 31st of January, and the 17th of January, all Wednesday nights, beginning at 7:30 via Zoom. In a nutshell, we have went through and performed several accomplishments. A primary accomplishment, again, to reiterate, was the nailing down of the required minimum space for moving. We've got that at 2,210 square feet. The additional number we wanted to nail down is an estimate. We're still titrating and moving this slightly, but the estimated moving cost for the station is roughly $200,000. That consists of moving out, which is identifying assets for disposal, a refurbishment and cleanup of the current location, a potential cost of breaking the lease, hiring a moving company, a cutover plan, public announcements, et cetera. It also includes a moving in cost, the new lease, whether or not first and last, depending on what lease we negotiate is due, any of the build out, potential build out in terms of electric, the wiring, getting our tower up to snuff so that we're connected, what did Mo say, fiber optics or via fiber optic and or over IP. And then, of course, we also made a decision in and around a list of potential properties, which is the main crux of the matter that I want to share tonight, because we did as a committee, or I did, promise you all a list of potential properties. What the committee has done is we went through a list of about 100 or so properties over the last couple of weeks. It did take quite some time. We did go late into the night, so I do appreciate those members as they went through it. I'm going to share on the screen, and I want everybody, I haven't sent this out, I'll send it out, but I want everyone to take note of these the list of these properties that we've been able to identify. Of the 100 or so properties we've identified, these are the 13, lucky number 13, that we flushed out that we intend to get from our broker additional details on. He's gonna contact the landlords of these properties. He'll go into discussion about what our needs are, what they're offering, and we'll also schedule walkthroughs with the committee. So the first one, 6856 Eastern Avenue, that's in the district. 4400 Jennifer Street, also in the district. 4200 Wisconsin Avenue. 4750 Wisconsin Avenue. 5228 Wisconsin Avenue. 5101 Wisconsin Avenue. 1023 15th Street Northwest. 1117th Street Northwest. 1218th Street, 1133 20th Street, 655 New York Avenue, 1526 New Hampshire Avenue, and 1110 Bonifant Street. That is in Silver Spring, Maryland. So you can see most of what we've been able to identify, except for that one, are all located in the district. So our expectation is to have all of these properties vetted to get us a more firm cost for the upcoming new lease we intend to sign towards the end of this year. I'll pause there for any questions.
The guys are coming to fucking start great from it. This is a typical start.
Excuse me. All right, Ron.
Yeah, Kamal, I just want to remind folks that this list is not the final list. There may be other properties that could be explored. And of course, obviously, we have to whittle this list down. But I just want to remind folks that this list is not the final list. This is what we're working from at this time. But this list can expand and contract as the need arises. Kamal?
Absolutely, sir.
Mariah.
Thank you.
Actually, Mariah.
Thanks. Quick question. So the Wisconsin Avenue, is that are all those separate buildings? Or is that one unit? And then my second question was for the sublease. I'm wondering what month we'd be taking over on, because it seems like that would save some cost if we're not, you know, if we're breaking the lease here and we take over a lease that's not the full year, it seems like that would be smart.
I can answer the first question. These are all separate buildings, but Kamal, you can address the sublease.
Yes. Yes, they're all separate. And then we are looking to leave the 1990 K Street prior to September 30. That's ideal. We do have a lease in place that will keep us at 1990 through 12/31 of this year. And the sublease needs to be further explored. That actually came up, so to somewhat to the mass committee discussion. We had a member join that was not a bona fide member, and they spoke up in support of the sublease proposal. So we're asking the broker to actually explore a little further some more of the sublease options. So to Ron's point, the list will probably expand based on that criteria. But yeah, it's a money saver if we're able to do a build out properly, get everything done well according to most specs. We have Jerry as well looking at it. Then we'll definitely save some money there.
Awesome. Thanks, Kamal.
Okay, Minerva.
Thanks, now.
Okay, Kamal, and I think I missed it, but what was the initial amount that you stated was needed to begin to make this move?
$200,000.
Yeah, the estimate right now is $200,000.
$200,000.
Correct. Roughly 50,000 estimated for a move out, close to 50,000 or so, actually more like 75 to move in. And then any of the other costs in and around the build out and specs that the engineers talked about. We haven't got a full complete list of everything, but this was kind of us, throwing as much as we could possibilities against the wall. There's cutover plans. We have to run kind of like a parallel system. There's a lot of things involved that need to go into play that we need to pay for. Now, the committee expects that we'll be able to raise the funds. We do have a members currently working on a fundraising campaign. This will be outside of the on-air kind of pitching that the programmers are doing. This is an expectation that we'll have email blasts to members, and we'll be doing a little bit more, all of it really outside of the on-air P piece. So we expect the $200,000 to be fully paid for. That's what we're looking to do, and we're looking to work with development. I know Sataria was on earlier, but that's her lane as well. So more to come there, but the intent is to have it fully financed, the $200,000.
Okay, and this includes the cost to break the lease, correct?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, we may have to break a lease. Yep, that estimate. Okay, that's thank part you. Of it.
Yeah, let me just add that this obviously is not a final figure. We wouldn't have that until we had a really clear sense of, you know, where we're moving to, what the build out would be necessary. But the committee thought that it was important to get to come up with a number to begin fundraising, because we definitely need to have a separate concerted campaign. And it will, the monies for this will be kept separate from the other, monies, coming in for fundraising. We have that, that has been approved, and pledged by the executive director.
Correct. That separation actually entails having a fully separate bank account for the fundraising purposes. So that's actually part of it as well.
Yep. Any other questions or comments? Was there other information you wanted to share, Kamau?
Yeah, let me just share this. So our committee is going to meet next Wednesday, the 21st. I have posted all of these meetings. I received a very warm email from a programmer, and she gently reminded me that these meetings need to be posted on KPFTX. I always forget the acronyms, but they are now posted. All are welcome to join the meeting. They are open to you all, and we look forward to receiving your input.
Okay. Any other comments or questions from the board? All right. Thank
Alrighty.
You.
Thanks, Dennis.
Okay. It is on my computer at 7:57. I will open up community comment now. Martha.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. I just listened to the relocation report. I'm wondering, have you all considered reaching out to the community to see if they can help defray some of the costs of moving and setting up, et cetera? That may help in decreasing the cost of moving. And the next question, I'm same thing I've been asked for the last 6 months. Dennis, did they give any information about the status of the investigation about the Festival Center?
No. That's you. Okay. Somebody needs to mute. There's background noise. You know, as we discussed in the last meeting, I sent a letter to the executive director, asking for resolution. I received no reply. Martha, I saw your email, I guess.
Dennis, I would like to talk to you.
Yes. Okay.
Excuse me. Were you finished, Dennis?
Yeah. You want to talk to me offline, John? Yes, I was going to say, I saw your email, and I don't know if you've been responded to yet either, but that was, at least a week ago, if not more. I know, well, that's where I've got. It's not here. Can I ask, Kamau, are you here? Minerva, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, can I ask you to call on folks for
Yes, I can do that for you. Okay.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Martha. I'm sorry.
Is Dennis finished?
Yes, go ahead, Martha.
I was just wondering if Dennis could tell me what, I didn't quite understand his explanation, if he could explain it again.
Okay, let me. Excuse me just a second. Dennis stated that he had sent a letter to the executive director or an email asking for a response as to what was taking place, and he has not received anything yet. So he has moved forward with asking again that the ED provide some input in answering your question, Martha.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I just need to find out, should I continue asking? Because it's been 6 months since I've asked the same question and basically get the same answer, no results of the investigation. So.
Well, what I would say to you, Martha, if you bring it up, that way we do have it and it will stay in play until we get an answer for you. So it's not in vain what you're saying. We hear you, and also the ED understands that the station and the community, well, the community wants an answer. So someone will be responding. We just can't say when they'll do it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do we have anyone else for community comment?
Yes, this is Sabu.
Okay, go ahead.
I talked to Dennis earlier before everybody came on. Good evening, everybody. And I just wanted to give a quick CAB report. So he said do it during community time.
Yes, please go ahead, Sabu. Thank you.
Okay. Also, the CAB, which is the Community Advisory Board, was reinstated in October of 2023. 7 new members were seated on the board. We have a rotating chair, so each month there's a different chair for us. We meet on the third Monday of the month. We will have our first meeting open to the public in March, and open enrollment is in September to October of this year. That's it. Hello?
Okay, and Sabu, when you say open enrollment, do you want to share a little bit more of what is open enrollment mean, please?
Well, the board, we came to the conclusion that we can have anywhere from 7 to 11 people on the CAB. And so that means that if some people are interested, they can join at that time. And our meetings will be open to the public. So the community is welcome to come and get involved. And, that way, if they really serious about getting on the CAB, then they can, come September, they're a shoe-in.
Oh, okay. And where are your meetings posted, Sabu?
On the website.
On the Pacifica website?
Yeah, Vinny's working
on it. Or the station. I'm sorry.
No, on the station's website.
Okay. All right.
Should we have them on the national?
No, I was just asking. I'm familiar with your committee, but also your committee, individuals that you're looking for are individuals who are not members of the LSB. Is that correct?
Correct. You can't be an LSB member.
Okay. All right.
It would be nice if you are a member of the family of WPFW.
Okay. All right. I see Dennis is back, so yes. I'll turn this back over to you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Minerva. I see you, Lewis. I just wanted one quick comment. Martha, the only other thing I was going to say is that in what I saw in your email, which you copied me to the ED, you made, I believe, a comment to the effect that if there was no response forthcoming, that you would be forced to, left to conclude, that there was no investigation, taking place. I would simply say that I agree with that assessment. I think that either of us, both of us can try again. But that is where, that's the conclusion that I'm, arriving at as well. That,
so what can you do about it?
There's nothing that I can do about it. It's a national board issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Lewis?
Well, yes, I think we have to remember some recent past history. We had a chance to move into the Festival Center for about 60% less than our present rent at mm-hmm. K Street. And it was already built out. We would not have had to build it out. I was part of a 15-person group that visited the site. And unfortunately, there were a couple of people that were speaking with the main person there and telling him that there was all kinds of turmoil at WDFW.
And we don't know what was.
What I'm saying is,
excuse me, Lewis, but in terms of people speaking to the, we don't know that because there's nothing has been brought forward. We don't know what happened.
He reported that was the case, but you know, it's sad to say that we could have moved in there without any move-in cost to a new site, without any cost of moving. And the rest of what you mentioned tonight, Dennis, $200,000, my gosh, we could have moved in there for a fraction of that. So.
Yes. And we didn't.
And we didn't.
Yes.
But it was that possibility, which was offered to us by the by the Festival Center, was sabotaged. So
we don't know that.
It was reported to us by the manager at the Festival Center. He said it in public. So, okay, thank you.
Yes. Who else? Anyone else like to speak on community comment? Everybody got hot Valentine's Day plans, huh? I don't blame you. Okay, going once. I know we've had conversations about making sure that this time is reserved for the community and people have a chance to speak up. Going twice. Okay. We will then return to the mask conversation. We were having a discussion about whether the alternate would be able to speak at the meeting. I have the stack here of Robert, Adele, Tony, Kamau, and Ron. Robert, you may begin.
Yeah. I'll try and be real quick. First of all, I'll say in response to the comment about the comparison or the analogy to alternate jurors, you know, as a former federal judge, I'll just say that the activity of alternate jurors really depends upon the rules of the particular court, although I'm willing to agree that in most instances they wouldn't vote. And that's not going to happen here. Alternates are not going to be voting as to committee decisions. I'll also add that I attend the relocation committee meetings regularly, and not blowing my own horn or anything like that, but those meetings go smoothly. We all contribute, and I think we're all getting a lot done. Whatever went on in the past, we are moving forward with that, and everybody's opinion is respected, and Kamau does a wonderful job of managing the discussion portion of the meetings, and I've done some things and others have done some things. And as together as a committee, it works out fine. And I'll also add in this specifically in remembering that the MASC meetings are confidential, but I think I can say that the alternates who wanted to speak and were shut down in the midst of the meeting are valuable contributors to WPFW as a whole. Their hearts are in the right place. And all they want to do is help get us to the place where we have the best general manager or best pool of general manager candidates, resulting in the best general manager that we can possibly have, and their voices need to be heard. And I'll add finally that Patrick has done an excellent job in managing the discussions and not letting them get out of hand and keeping us on point and giving people a reasonable amount of time to speak. And then when they have said what they need to say, moving on to the next topic. And it was my recollection that when we had this discussion, that the relocation committee situation was sort of held up as an example of having alternates or people who want to contribute in the meeting, non-voting members who make an effort to be good contributors. And that was sort of the model, with the understanding, again, that the MASC committee meetings are confidential, which, you know, presents another set of circumstances. But just in terms of, you know, the substance of what's going on at the meeting and people who are not voting members having a voice and being willing to contribute and working hard for the good of WPFW, which is what I think we are all here to do. I'm done, okay. Dennis. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Eddie.
Yes, a couple of things. Regarding the comparison to a jury, our committee is not a jury. Juries, you know, decide the fate of people who are alleged to have done wrong. And that is not what we are there to do as a MASC committee, first of all. Second of all, maybe I misunderstood, but I was truly surprised to have this even be an issue, the alternates speaking. My understanding was that, you know, they would be able to participate, and the alternates in that committee are quite knowledgeable about how to run a radio station. But regardless of their qualifications, just by the understanding of how we were going to participate, you know, make the committee work, my understanding was that the alternates would be allowed a voice, A, and B, I think that's really the correct, just a smart way to move. And the way to keep a meeting from getting too long is to manage the meeting with, you know, giving people time limitations and all of that annoying stuff, structural stuff that has to happen. So I've probably gone over my time. I'm going to close it out there, but that's where I was, my understanding was.
Okay. Thank you. Tony.
Yeah. I was unaware that these people knew how to run a radio station. But anyway, I'm not going to go and talk about any comparisons to juries or anything else like that. The two people who are so-called alternates, I don't doubt that they have something to contribute. They both are intelligent people. But that's beside the point. The decision, the vote that was made in December is also beside the point, because there was a decision made before the December LSB meeting by the Pacifica National Board. And that motion was made in 2014, which stated that the committee will be made up between 7 and 11 people, period. And I'm sure they did it for a good reason. You know, some of the reasons I brought up at the last MASC meeting. But I can find somebody who was on the PNB when that motion was passed and get there, find out if they recall what the reason was for it. But at this point, you know, this is what we should be working off of. Between the 7 and 11, not 13, which is what we have right now. So, you know, that's all I want to say about that.
Okay. Thank you. Come on.
I'm okay, Dennis. My points have been articulated by others. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ron.
Yeah, I'd like to remind the board that the two alternates, myself included, we have been participating in the meetings of all the mass committee meetings thus far and with open participation. And there's been no hogging of time or anything like that. And we, as alternates, understand that we are non-voting members of the participants in that meeting. So we're clearly aware of what our limits are. So why this sudden rush to disenfranchise the two alternates? It puzzles me. But I appreciate the support that we're receiving, from the board on this. And once again, we have been active participants. And the only way we could have participated is if the mass committee, you know, and the chair of the board permitted us to do so. So that decision has been made. And we honored that decision by participating, not voting. And that's it. You know, like I said, I want to thank those board members who understand, you know, our role. Thank you.
Okay. Come out quickly, and then we're going to stop this conversation. I want to get back to Pat. Yeah, come on.
Sorry, another thought came to mind on this. I believe there was somebody in community comment that mentioned or suggested that the relocation committee reach out to the public for input. And I liken this situation akin to that. It's a closed session. There's nobody else coming in. There's nobody else that's going to influence the process. We are two alternates. And I find it wholly discouraging that a media company would prevent individuals from contributing in a constructive way to a committee or any company, frankly. To have them sit there and take notes, it's great, you know, to understand what's going on. But they're not voting. They're not influencing a motion or anything like that. But they are offering genuine input. And to me, we should be in the business as a communications company of expressing and amplifying voices, not shutting them down. So that's my input.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Pat, I just wanted to clarify. So are you bringing this question to the LSB for a decision? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we've already had the debate. Would you like to formulate this as a motion?
Sure. The motion would be to allow the, alternate. Right now we only have one alternate. We have, Addie has stepped down, but we have one alternate, and to allow the alternate, remaining alternate, to be able to participate in discussion at the upcoming meetings that we will have.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Okay. Ellen, will you call the roll, please? A yes is for allow the alternate to speak. A no is to not allow the alternate to speak.
I'm sorry.
Okay, dokie. Yeah. All right.
Yes. Wait a minute.
Did you want to ask if there's any opposition? You think that there is?
Well, I've just heard two or three people speak in opposition. So, for the record, is there any opposition to this motion?
There is opposition.
Okay. Okay. Ellen, please call the roll. Thanks for checking. Okay. You never know.
Irene.
No.
Karen. Is she here? No. Vanessa.
Vanessa votes yes.
Verna?
Resounding yes.
Wayne, is he here yet?
No.
Michael Byfield? He's not here either.
Yeah, he was here on the phone.
Okay.
But Michael?
No.
No. Bill Curtis?
I'll pass. You can come back to me, please.
Okay. Violetta?
Yes.
Wanda?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Sue Goodwin?
Yes.
Kamau?
Yes.
Arthur Holland?
Yes.
Ambrose? He's not here yet.
Not here.
Tony Leon?
No.
Donna?
Yes.
Okay, Mariah?
Yes.
Patrick?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Minerva?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Adele?
Yes.
Is Andrew here yet?
No.
Okay, I have everyone who's here. So I have one, two.
Excuse me.
You have to go back to Bill.
Bill? Oh, okay. But I thought, okay.
He passed.
All right, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I'm going to abstain, Ellen. Thank you.
Okay. All right, the no's won.
You haven't called my name.
Who was that?
Sarah.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, Sarah?
Yes.
Is there anyone else who was not called?
Everybody was, except
Except me.
Yeah, and I go back to you after I get everybody.
Right.
One, two, three. Three no's. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yeses and 2 abstentions.
Did Karen vote?
Karen?
Karen Briggs?
She's not here.
Okay.
She was here.
Yeah, she was here. She was? Right?
Yes, she was.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me just look at it. Yeah, she was here. I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
He didn't answer.
No. Okay.
Okay.
He's having problems with the system dropping her out. So she may be out, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to put me down as a yes.
Okay. So then it's 15 yeses.
Okay.
3 no's. So the yeses.
Oh, wait a minute. I see Karen.
Okay, Karen, she said she abstains.
Okay.
You can't unmute. Okay.
Okay.
So there's 3 abstentions.
Okay. So that's 15 people who violate the PNB resolution and the PNB will hear about
Tony,
this.
Tony, I have not recognized you. Thank you for that. The motion carries. I had one more thing, Pat, for you for the committee.
you said that you were going to finalize, hoping to finalize the notice and the job description within the next week, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Let me ask that if possible, come out of the committee to have that voted out and approved by the committee, by however whatever method you choose to do that, so that it is, so that it comes to the board as this is the approved text for both of these from the committee, so that it'll be closer, that will be what the committee is officially recommending. What I'm hoping is that we can disseminate that then to the board, deal with, hopefully minimal, objections, because I would prefer to wait another month to post the notice is what I'm getting at.
Correct.
Until we have another meeting. And I'd rather not have to have a special meeting, so that if this can be, done as a consensus, with the LSB when it comes to us, that would be nice. Okay. Was there anything else from the MASC?
No, I would just like to thank everybody in the committee. I think we're moving forward. This is just a little stumbling block. It's not going to keep us from moving forward. The participation, the organization, the minutes, and everything else that's been done by the committee. I just want to thank them, and we will be moving forward. So thank you. That's all for the committee.
Okay, thank you. I see Kamau.
I think somebody 712 had their hand up before I did. I'm not sure who that is, but.
Recording in progress. Recording in
progress. Who is 712? Who is this? Phone number ending in 712?
Okay.
I'm getting that's me.
Okay. What do you have to say, Michael? Did you have to?
I don't think his name was called for the vote.
Yes, it was. Michael, did you have something else you wanted to say?
He did vote, though. Michael voted.
Okay. Irene, I know you said that there's not a development committee report. What I wanted to, going over some of the committee, members, do you have, are you collecting a list of names in terms of some people have been, emailing me to let me know their committee interests, and the only names that I've gotten so far for development were you and Minerva. So I just wanted to share that with you.
No, we have a seated development committee. Arthur Highland sits on that committee.
Okay.
From the LSB.
Yep.
Minerva.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Violetta is a member.
Okay.
And, we have some folks from the community also on the committee. Marsha Edwards. It hasn't changed much.
Okay.
From the last year. We didn't get any new members.
Okay. And you are still the chair?
Yeah. I figured that we would have elections for chair in June, since that would give me a complete year.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you. Kamau, is that a new hand?
Oh, in the short report. I told you that I wouldn't have much to say, but I
did. Okay. Okay.
The development committee is working on a donor card. Arthur Highland is working in conjunction with the outreach committee, a donor card. I'm getting one printed up. We'll be in support of the Atlantic Festival Center, on Saturday. They're in person and, bringing gifts for Gloria to be able to have some giveaways and some things to sell and auction off. So, we'll be in the house on Saturday this weekend at the Atlantic Jazz Festival.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Kamau, did you have something new to say?
Yes. I believe our general manager is in attendance. I don't know if you wanted to call on him for a report or not.
Oh, yes. I would definitely like to do that. Jerry, you were done, right, Irene?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Paris.
Excuse me, Dennis, while you're waiting on him to come on. Irene, I think Karen Briggs had stated she reached out to you about being on the development committee. And she can't speak. There's a problem with her mic.
I'd be happy to have her. I will add her name to the list. Thank you.
Jerry Paris. Okay, let us go then to the programming committee.
All right, for the programming committee, information has gone out about our upcoming meeting, which will be on February the 26th. At that meeting, Sarah has provided information about a program that will take place in June. So we'll hear more information regarding that. This is for the Pride Parade. And also, we had talked about doing a survey of the community and also the programmers, because we are still actively trying to engage with the programmers to see what support we can provide to them. And we'll be holding our election for the officers for the programming committee on that night as well. Okay. So that's all we have at this time.
Okay. Was there anything about the LSB show?
Bill or Irene, would you like to share on that?
Sure, I can.
Hello, this is Jerry back in the meeting, I believe.
There
can
he
you
is.
Hear me okay. now?
Yeah, we'll come to you in just a minute, Jerry. Bill, anything on the show?
Just at the last show, Jerry was on there as a guest, discussed and talked about the station and all fundraising, and also his that he will be retiring. I just want to mention that, you know, I've had an ongoing relationship with the drop down menu to have a local station board to be listed. I don't know why that is so difficult. We're not listed. So, I mean, we were listed and then we weren't listed. I have a series of email communications going back to, I would say, February. We're in February of this year, at least March of last year, when I discovered that we're not listed. I was told in a email correspondence to be patient. Generally, I'm patient. I am patient, but I can be impatient as well. We're still not listed. So when people call in to make donations, they will not find us. I've had that to happen with, at least three individuals that I know personally. And they did not donate because they could not easily identify the local station board. You know, the issue, that particular issue is very weary for me. I don't understand it, why it is like this. Archive of the show. The show was archived this past show. I had to really communicate and send emails about that. But there is no response about the local station board to be listed in the drop-down menu of the donation page for this station. I can't make people do things. Someone needs to make, someone with a higher leadership than I need to really request that to make it happen. I've gotten various explanations about why it can't happen. I just find them unacceptable for a station that's in the business with funds to be in business.
Yeah, let me, excuse me. I just want to make a quick clarification because it's not that it hasn't happened and that it can't happen. It has happened. It was listed and I just now looked again and, you're right. It is still no longer listed. I have been in touch with Otis. You have been in touch with Otis. We've been in touch with the station management. And we will continue to do so because that doesn't make sense
at all. Last thing I'll mention in my 2 or 3 minutes, Dennis, is, Irene and I will be talking tomorrow about the upcoming show.
Okay. And that's a week from Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I add something? I do want to mention too that the last couple of times that we were on the air, even outside of the last, fund drive, we exceeded our goal in, fundraising on the LSV show. So I would insist now that we be part of the drop down because we could do so much more. We could do so much more.
Easily. Okay. One other thing I wanted to mention, Dennis.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Local station board colleagues. When the show comes on the air, I think we're going to be on the air doing this fundraiser.
Yep.
People need to call in and donate to our show. Whatever amount. That is my request. I hope people take me up on it. It is our show.
Okay. By people, you mean board members?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Last little tidbit, Dennis. When I was on the air with, Vaughn Martin, Mr. Martin asked me, Bill, where are your people? Where are your board people calling in? You know, light bulb went off for me. Like, yeah, where are the board people to support the show that's their show? That's got to change, really. That's it for me, Dennis.
Okay. Now I see hands from Ron and Sarah. We've got, Jerry on deck. So, if you want to go now, you can, but please make it quick because I do want to respect Jerry's time. Ron?
I just had a question, for Bill and, I appreciate his efforts at, you know, keeping that show, you know, on point. I've looked at the results, you know, from the players drive, and I did see that the LSB show was listed during the drive. Are you saying that it's being that outside the drive is where you want the listing to be included?
It should be. It should be there all the time because everything else is there all the time. It was there the last pledge drive. It is not there now.
Okay. That's what I wanted to confirm. Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay. All right. Jerry, go ahead. Thanks for joining
us. Okay. Well, it's a pleasure. I've been pitching earlier today, which is why I was late joining this meeting. And I'll try to be as brief as possible. Let me just say that the drive is going fairly well. We are pretty much on par with where we're supposed to be, maybe a wee bit behind. But the energy is pretty high at the station with several shows exceeding goal. Things are working. Phone services are working. Operations is working well. And if we continue at this pace, we believe we may hit goal. It's important that we do so because we've got, you know, our regular payables that are due. And we have people waiting for us to, make book, if you will. And we think that we will. and we might be able to level out for a little while afterwards. Again, operationally, things are working. It's a struggle. We're still coping with human issues, medical issues. We have a few people who are out, but we've got enough of a team to cover operations. It is literally day by day, but we're up and running. HVAC that has been condemned actually is working for the moment. So far, so good. Hopefully, we don't go into another deep freeze. If we do, we may be in trouble. But the system is kind of holding up right now, which speaks to the station proper. Of course, everything is okay with the HVAC at the transmitter because that system is relatively new. So that's where we are at the moment. I will be operational again tomorrow morning. It's very hands-on with drives. Where we help, it makes a difference. So any help that we can get from board members, if you have any relationships with any of the programmers, you know, and want to buddy up, by all means, do join in. That's pretty much it for me.
Thank you. Irene.
I'm here, Dennis. I'm here.
No, I see your hand is raised.
Yeah, yes, it is. I wanted to address, ask Jerry the status of a certain incident. Recently, I witnessed a female programmer being verbally threatened by another programmer that preceded her on the air. He wasn't following the protocol. He was offensive. He wasn't sanitizing. It was 15 minutes before the hour, and he sat there up until 3 minutes before the hour without sanitizing and sat there until and would not move out of her way to so that she could sanitize. When he was asked to allow the programmer to set up, he said to her, "You want to get knocked out."
It will be a formal case.
Huh?
I mean, it is a formal case that is being taken very, very seriously. It is being addressed, and we're trying to handle it internally. The programmer that is being charged has responded with his defense. So we have to take a very close look at this. Again, we do not play with any types of threats. Just period. So we'll find out what is going on. It's kind of right now, you play an integral role to this, actually, because you were a witness. So you're more than just, you know, somebody that's bringing this up. You were there.
So,
other than yourself, this gets very interesting because other than yourself, I have a he said, she said situation to a certain extent. So, again, your role in this matter may be pivotal. So, I don't know to what extent we want to involve the board into.
Let me say this, Jerry. Let me say this. I wasn't there as a board member. I was there as a volunteer, as I've been for several years before I even became an LSB board member. And you have my number. If you need to get a statement from me, I will be more than happy to give you one.
Yes,
but I
absolutely.
Have been a volunteer pitching with Millie for years, even before I became a board member. So I was there as a volunteer to buddy with Millie under that capacity, not as an LSB member. But I'm bringing it up here because I want to follow up to see what you guys are going to do about it without any retaliation toward the program, because I don't think I don't know if she's going to bring it up or not.
No, we're not going to allow it to enter any type of retaliation. I was just mentioning that it might be, since we're talking about it here, it might not be appropriate for the board to try to address what amounts to a personnel issue. And understand, even though people are volunteers, our programmers are volunteers, they are still staff. We've established that to our parent company, Pacifica, and they still have the same rights and responsibilities.
Yeah, no, Jerry,
we will need a statement from you.
Yeah, I don't think this is something that the board needs to intervene in, but we would like to stay apprised of it.
Exactly, because this issue has come up at this LSB before, and it didn't appear to be just a personnel issue. We have acted on threats to staff before. But this is a programmer, and I'm not going to minimize how important our programmers are to this station, because they are the fundraisers. In fact, she exceeded her goal on the day in question. So I just have a problem with anyone being threatened on WPFW property, period. And we've had this issue come up at LSB, and we actually voted to do something about it. So I just want to make sure it's not swept under the rug, and it is being addressed.
You're saying that we've had allegations of physical threat before?
Yeah, I remember one of the first things I voted on the LSB was a threat to a staff member by a programmer. So yeah, I remember it distinctly.
Okay, I'd like to discuss that outside, because hold it.
Yes, you're right, Irene. We don't need to adjudicate the past.
We can talk about it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It is recorded. It's in our meeting minutes that this has happened before.
Yes, it is. And Jerry, where I want to leave this is, take care of it. Do what you got to do. You have a witness, and we would like to know at the next meeting how this is resolved, if it is resolved. Okay. Sarah, your hand is up.
Yeah, I'd like to address a problem I have, and I'm not quite sure how to go about it in a polite fashion, so I'm going to do the best I can to stay civil here.
Is this are we still dealing with the general manager?
No. Are we still in that time, or are we in those subjects?
Wait, hold on. Let me just see. Jerry, are you finished, and were there any other questions for Jerry?
I'm just standing by for any further questions. I just wanted to give a brief report. I don't want to go into deep detail in operations.
Okay. Any other questions for Jerry?
This is Mo. I'm also available for questions this time.
Okay. Ron, is this a management question?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm glad Mo just chirped up, because I had questions about the HVAC situation, if we can get a little more information about that, and from Mo, and what kind of threat it poses to our operations.
I actually would probably be more aware of what's going on with HVAC than Mo.
Say what the adverse impact would be without it, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I was there with the contractors, and we've gone through a couple of companies, one company that was predatory, and we're in a bit of a dispute as to whether we should actually pay them a ludicrous amount, actually. Anyway, but contractors came through, looked at the system, and evaluated it, and noticed that it had been prior, some time ago, been condemned and de-energized altogether. So they didn't know whether it was safe or not for them to apply power to the system. They did. And it came back up, albeit temporarily. So it's operational for the moment. And I may have to call them in at any given moment for service. And the pricing right now with the company that we're dealing with is reasonable, should
we have to service the system in order to keep the station habitable. So, Ron, that's the short of it right now with the HVAC at the station.
Okay, Ron?
Thank you. Yeah, very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Any other questions for Jerry? Okay. Thank you, sir. Sarah. And I'm going to take your question, Sarah, and then we're going to get back onto the agenda. The next thing is actually the community outreach report.
Okay. What I'd like to do is, first of all, I'd like to make this very quick. I'd like to propose a motion, and I'm not sure how to do that. So do I have to put it in writing to the secretary, or how does that work?
If you'd like to formulate a motion here tonight, you can, and we'll do that when we get to new business.
Okay, let's do that when we get to new business.
Okay, what you can do is in the next few minutes, why don't you just like write it out so that you can state it clearly when we get there.
I'll try.
Okay. Community outreach.
Good evening, everybody. The community outreach met on February 6th, and participants were Marsha Epps, Sabu Hakeem, Arthur Highland, Irene Jefferson, Mariah McClain, Martha Peterson, Minerva Sanders, Gloria Turner, and Fred Wilson. We meet at 7. We started at 7:09. We talked about the 2024 Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival, which is happening from February 16th through the 18th. And WPFW will have a table with refrigerator magnets, grid schedules, water bottles, and wristbands. Outreach committee members volunteer to man the table during the festival. LSB members are encouraged to volunteer also. I think Saturday and maybe Sunday are days that really need to be filled. More volunteers are needed. And please contact the outreach committee. That would probably be Gloria, myself, or Minerva, or Martha. And if you want to look up the lineup, you can go to midatlanticjazzfestival.org. We also are holding the town hall meeting on March 16th, and it's going to be at the New Bethany Baptist Church, 1300 10th Street, Northwest DC, from 12 noon to 2:30. We're still working on a theme. We want to have the theme include words to attract youth. We're inviting the staff, management, and programmers. We had a lengthy discussion of ways to engage young listeners. We talked about some ideas like utilizing social media a few times a week to shine a light on WPFW, reaching out to young jazz artists in the DMV area, creating a communications interim program for young folks to work on social media platforms for WPFW. And we talked about the fact that there are grants available for the youth to become interns. And we are going to ask the youth to, the younger folks, to attend the town hall. And we thought about hope in hip hop as a theme or a slogan to appeal to listeners. Go ahead.
No, I was just when you finish, I want to ask you to repeat the town hall information.
Okay. Yeah, it is March 16th at New Bethany Baptist Church, 1300 10th Street, from noon to 2:30.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so now we're looking for, we have drawn up a public service announcement, and we would like that to be aired on WPFW and put on the website and the Facebook page.
Yeah, would you like to give that to?
Was someone going to say something?
No, I just said, do you have a contact to for the PSA to get that on the air?
I think it should go to Katia. Is that right? Is Jerry still here?
Yes, I'm still here if I'm not muted. Yeah, and that should go to Katia.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And we discussed the newsletter, and the final copy has been submitted and is ready for production. We also discussed WPFW Major Donor Event, which is to be a tribute to major donors, to be held at the studio sometime in March. We're hoping that'll work out. We'll assist if it does. And we talked about another fundraiser that we're going to be working on once the town hall is over. That's it.
Okay. Are you still chairing?
Yes, for now.
Okay.
And we have a couple new members, so that's good too. Donna and Mariah and Fred Wilson attended also, so.
Okay, I'll say this now. Just everyone, as you have your meetings in these first couple of months and sort of solidify both the leadership and the membership, please remember we got something from the programming committee today to let the secretary have the most up-to-date list of the members of each of the committees.
Okay.
As you're going through that. Thank you. Minerva.
Yeah, Violetta, just real quick, there will be t-shirts there and there will be bumper stickers, and also Irene has put together two gift baskets to be raffled off. And the first gift basket has wine, and it's from a black winery. And the next has, I think she said, bourbon, and that's from a black distillery. So there will be some items there for the Mid-Atlantic Fest.
Okay.
And we're hoping again that some members of the LSB will join us to help with.
Great. Thank you. Ellen.
I just wanted to say that I just need people to send what you were saying about sending the information. And it was something else too. Forget it. I'll email it.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything from the Community Standards and Enforcement Committee? Bill, are you still the contact for that?
Yes, I am. Have nothing to update regarding that particular committee.
Okay. I did get, just so you know, a note from Irene and also Andrew Craig saying that they were interested.
Oh, good.
You can add them to your outreach list.
I will.
Okay. Also, we need a reconstituted evaluation committee because while the mass is busy searching for a general manager, we still have our responsibility to do an evaluation at least of the continuing program director. Three people, I have the names of three people who've expressed an interest. And those are, Vanessa, Irene, and Minerva. If those are correct, I don't know if there's anyone else. Let me pause here. I see hands from Ellen and Kamau. Is this related to evaluation?
Mine's isn't, regards to the evaluation, but What I wanted to say also about the committees, I need everyone's email so that when I can give it to Otis so that he can contact individuals.
Okay, great. Thank you. Kamau?
I'd be willing to lend my assistance on the evaluation committee.
Okay, wonderful. What I'm going to say is, and the way these things work, as it turns out, all four of you are also very involved in a lot of other things. So I know you're all busy. Minerva, I'm going to ask you to serve as convener just to get the ball rolling at some point over the next few weeks. To be in touch. It's Vanessa, Irene, and Kamau, just to be in touch, to try and figure out a time when, you know, when the four of you can get together sometime in the next several weeks, just to get things rolling.
Okay. Thank you. I'll take that on.
Okay. Appreciate it. All right. That was it for the committee reports. We're at unfinished business, and let me use this as an occasion to circle back to Minerva's request for folks for the two PNB committees. Does anyone had a moment to search your heart and decide that it is burning to be a member of either the audit or committee of the PNB?
Dennis, I'd like to serve on the governance committee.
Okay. You got that, Minerva? That's Verna's volunteering for governance.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, so I have her name.
Okay, thank you. Wanda?
Wanda, you're muted.
Yeah, the audit committee.
All right, thank you, Wanda.
Okay, so good. So,
Mr. Chair.
Yep.
I want to volunteer for the governance.
Okay, you got that, Ron, for governance, and so we're going to need one more.
I'm sorry. If you're a director, you would not be able to volunteer.
Right. Yeah, Ron can't.
So these are individuals who are just on the LSB.
Yeah, we need delegates who are not already PNB directors.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep. Good catch. Okay, well, you got halfway there. All right. Well, you all can continue. Pat?
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
I'll go ahead and volunteer for the governance.
Okay.
So Pat, and I see in chat that Karen has volunteered for audit.
Okay. So we're set. Pat for governance. Pat.
Thank you, everyone.
For governance and, Karen and who is the other one for audit?
Wanda. For audit.
Wanda. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Okay. Sarah. Back to you.
Okay, is this new business now?
Yep.
Okie dokie. So I would like to make a proposed motion. I'm not sure how to do it, but I did put it in the chat. And it would be with respect to the oncoming Pride activities that are going to occur very shortly in the spring. Time's rolling. We have a lot of work to do. We can't afford to put it off for this or that reasons. So I would like for the LSB to consider adopting a motion that locks us in to supporting both the Pride Parade and the Pride Festivals. Now, the way the motion I worded the motion may not be appropriate, but I gave it a go. So
we're in the chat.
It's to everyone. I see it in the chat to everyone.
Okay.
Last did you send it?
Yeah, it's no message.
Did you send it out?
Did you click on the thing to send it?
Maybe I didn't. Is that it?
There, yes, it's there now.
Okay, I was looking at my own. Whereas WPFW proclaims my mission statement and dictum to support the causes of the community that have been marginalized by hatred, disrespect, and malicious legislation. Whereas WPFW LSB has recognized LGBTQ communities as being recipients of such treatment and abuse, we at WPFW LSB will support at least the two major, and that should be at minimum, the two major DC Pride Month activities with radio coverage, Pride Parade and the Pride Festival, and provide respectful and full coverage of the various community involved, of the various communities involved.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay.
I second it. Sorry.
Okay. Comments. Would someone like to speak, first in favor of this?
Okay. Addie? And this is, Addie, no, go ahead, Addie.
Addie.
No, go ahead.
Addie.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm having connectivity issues. Yeah, I would just like to speak in favor of this motion. And because it first of all, it's just the right thing to do. And you know, and this is my community, as well, or my sub-community or whatever you want to call it. But aside from that, hey, we need to broaden our audience. Let's bring in everybody, you know, and if you're talking about young people don't have, you know, young people have a whole different notion of the queer communities. And I think that, you know, our further embrace of queer communities is only going to serve us well with young people.
Okay. Thank you. Minerva, were you going to say something?
I also speak in support of this motion because we have a lot of programs on the station for the different groups, and we cannot just sometimes support. We need to show them that we want to support and we want them to come in and work with us as we work with them. So I'm definitely in support of the program, and thank you, Sarah, for bringing it to our attention.
Okay. Donna.
It's mostly been said, but I just think this is the right thing to do. It's consistent with our identity, our mission. And I see no reason not to do it. And I think it's the right thing to do. Yeah, I just want to support this.
Good. Ron?
Mr. Chair, I move that we call the question and,
Wait. Don't do that.
Wait.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, because once you say those magic words, then we actually have to have a roll call vote.
Okay. All right. Actually, what I wanted to do was without objection.
Yes. And with no events on the stack, that's right where I was going. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I got you.
Is there anyone who would like to, is there any opposition to this motion? Okay. Then by unanimous consent, the motion is passed. Thank you, Sarah. Can you send me and Ellen, just write it up again and send it in an email, not only for the minutes, but so that then I can send that to management as the official resolution from the board.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes. I would just like to say to Sarah, drop a therefore in front of your we.
The last paragraph?
Therefore, we at WPFW LSB will support your whereas and your therefore connect.
Good editing. Donna, did you have something else to say, or is that from before?
Sorry, I'm having trouble finding my, I'm lowering it. Okay.
Okay. Mariah and Sue.
Thanks. Sarah, thank you for bringing this motion to the board. I'm in full support. I just had some maybe points to add to it, and maybe this is after, we rule on the motion, but just in that radio coverage, really also addressing intersectionality and then also really defining what respectful is when we're talking about coverage as well, and what, Sarah, what you envision for that as well. Thanks.
Yeah. No, those are good points. And I think there's room to refine this. The key point here is just, make a clear will of the board that, that the station will provide coverage, and then we can get into those details. But that is the commitment that is still yet to come. So that's why we're having the vote. Yes, Sue.
Yeah, I just want to add my support. And of course, this is something we should do. It's within mission. And my focus is, as I'm hardly the only one, how do we make it good radio? How do we make it radio that people want to tune into or excited to tune into? And once they're there, they don't want to leave. And we do that all the time. So I'd be happy to help out in any way on that project. It certainly begins with getting some promotional materials together.
Okay. So obviously you would be, as news director, a key person in actually executing this. So you will be a primary point of contact.
Yeah. So I'm on board.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Just one more thing.
Yep.
If I may. I would like to ask if whatever way possible that, Sarah could reach out to the LGBT community and ask them to support the station, in return.
That's absolutely the point here. That is absolutely the point. And I'm so glad you brought that up. And also, this is not, I've contacted the DC Pride group, and they are very, very interested in hearing back from us. Although I couldn't say which radio station I was talking for, because I wasn't talking for WPFW. I had to kind of keep it, the guy I was talking to was it knew who I was talking about, but, went sort of unsaid, because I can't say WPFW because I haven't been given authorization to talk to him. But he's very interested in the kind of coverage we want to do. We want to go down there, be on scene. We want to have color commentary as well as intellectual commentary about this from a mobile unit. So this is going to be good radio. And Sue's first person we talked to. As a matter of fact, Sue, I think I already sent you a piece of the proffer that I was proposing, didn't I? I thought I did. Maybe I didn't.
I will look for that. I'm making a note right now. Okay.
Because we had a conversation about this. So, yeah. Let me get off of here. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for butting in and spouting off.
Okay. Action items that we need to be accountable for between now and our next meeting? I know we're going to get a report from the Mass Committee on those documents. Start a movement on the Evaluation Committee. Was there anything else? I know the Relocation Committee is continuing its work. I don't know if there are any other specific commitments, of the drop down. Pursue that. Okay. Is there anything else? And Sue and Tony, your hands are up, but those are the comments you already made, correct?
That's right. I'll figure that out.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, gee, it's Valentine's Day night and it's 9:15 and I don't have anything left on my agenda. What should I do?
Good night, sir.
Question. Do we hear from, I'm sorry, this is Donna. I can't find how to raise my hand, but, the programming committee, did we get a report?
Yes.
We need to work on that. I'm going to speak for the group. I hope I'm not out of turn. But we will.
Minerva gave a report.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
I move that this meeting be adjourned.
Thank you, Verna. Is there a second?
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
I second and third it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you all.
Night.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Miracles do happen. Good night, everyone.